every Arizona homeowner's best friend for 30 years.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House.
Easy Saturday morning. Good morning, y'all.
Singing the same old cowboy song.
That's Marshall Tucker there.
That's been sung 100 times before.
I don't know the name of his horse. Gary D, you know the name of his horse?
Ain't got nothing.
I'll go with Toy.
Toy?
A horse named Toy.
Toy Cardwell was the lead singer of Marshall Tucker, so I'm going to go with Toy.
Maybe it's a horse with no name. I don't know.
Oh, America will be mad at you.
Well, we did have a little wind blowing. Y'all be careful out there. A couple fires blowing across the state right now. Put on that extra caution right now. Jennifer and I had a nice ride Monday. That was a great ride.
We did.
Yeah, got the horses out, stretched their legs a little bit. Packed show today. Glad you're tuned in. We're going to be talking about garages as that extra room that we all have in the house and how you might be able to make it more usable other than just parking the carriage in there. For most people have to kind of clean it out before they can even park a carriage in there, much less use it for anything else. So we'll talk a little bit about that in the 10 o'clock hour. At 9 o'clock hour, we'll be open line. You're trying to tackle a project? Jennifer, I'm right here on air. I've got to confess. The guy with the solar question you told me to call after last Saturday's show, I forgot.
You forgot?
So we may get Evan calling today. And Evan, I apologize. We'll get your answer. I just forgot. I forgot until my mic went on 30 seconds ago. I thought, uh-oh. That's 9 o'clock, open hour. He had a question about, okay, with all the new rates and whatnot, I've got solar. How's that going to impact that? So we can talk about that. We can talk about the new APS rates. I'll tell you one thing we're going to talk about is the Tinder Fire through Happy Jack. Lost 32 homes and 50 more. A total of 80 structures and homes were impacted there. And we were approached by some residents of Happy Jack begging us, Rosie, can you please bring some contractors up here and help us put the community back together? So we'll be talking about that a little bit in the 9 o'clock hour. 8 o'clock hour, we've got John Eisenhower from Integrity Tree Service coming in talking about the tree of the month, the blue Palo Verde, as well as any question you have about trimming or fertilizing or caring for your trees. A certified arborist, John Eisenhower from Integrity Tree Service. And we've got a special guest in
before
here
you introduce
this morning.
Our special guest. Can I just give a little shout out to one of our.
Of course, this is my wife, sweet Jennifer.
Good morning.
My co-host this morning.
Good morning. Well, Matt Fritzmiller is like a friend of ours. He's kind of a DIY fanatic. So he calls often, he emails often, and we've even had him on. He has a blog, Renaissance Dad, and he's just an awesome young man with a young family. And you can find him on Facebook with all his projects. But another thing I knew about Matt was he's an educator. And he's an administrator. But do you know what I found out this week? He is actually head of BASIS in Chandler. Do you know what that means? It means he is second in the country, their school.
And first is a BASIS school here in Arizona too, right?
That's right. 100% graduation, 100% ready for college.
Congratulations to BASIS. I think Arizona took like the top five or five of the top 10 best schools in the country. And they were all BASIS schools? I don't know anything about them, but congratulations.
Maybe Matt will come on someday and tell us about it. Congratulations, well, Matt. We're awful proud of you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Very good. Very good. Well, our special guest this morning, let me just read to you, and I don't often read verbatim off of a script, but let me read to you his home page on his website. I am a travel writer who hates to travel, at least anywhere beyond the Southwest. I knew Arizona was where I belonged soon as I arrived as a wide-eyed college student. I fell in love with the immense beast of sky, the mountains that prop it up, and much to my surprise, the stark desert that scratches it with spiny fingers. I spend my days rambling around the beguiling, bewitching landscape, hiking, camping, exploring, eating, and hiking a little more, then I write about it all. Yes, it's the coolest job in the world, And no, you can't have it. We're bringing in this morning our friend, our newfound friend within the last year, and author, Mr. Roger Naylor. Roger, thanks for coming down and being on the show, man.
Always my pleasure. It's great seeing you guys. Thanks for having me back.
And I only want to make one correction. It's not a job.
Well, let's not go that far. I don't want my editor saying, well, why are we paying him then if it's not a job? If he's just a volunteer or an intern, come on, I need those paychecks rolling in.
I'm sure his wife would appreciate the fact that it's a job.
It's a love, it's a vocation, and it just happens to pay the bills. Boy, that is the coolest job in the world. You write for the Arizona Republic?
I do.
Last week you wrote about the best Mexican restaurants in Arizona?
That's around the state, yeah.
That's a tough assignment.
No kidding. In those kind of stories, the hardest part is always what, you know, I have to leave so many out.
Yes.
You know, I've only got room to do 10 or 12, and, you know, so I try to pick. And, you know, one thing that sometimes confuses people, I'm a travel writer for the Arizona Republic, so I don't write about things in the valley because this is where the paper's based, so that's not really a travel story. That's a dining story. So I'm trying to encourage you to get out and explore all the beautiful corners of the state, and hey, while you're there, have a great meal. Because, you know, in all the small towns, you're always going to find a good Mexican restaurant. You're always going to find, you know, a great little place to eat. So
that becomes
part of your memories.
You put us on to Jennifer's now most favorite restaurant in all of Arizona, Satchmo's up in Flagstaff.
That's the best
barbecue.
That is her spot. We can't drive through Flagstaff at 6 in the morning without her wanting to stop for a barbecue sandwich.
Jamie does a great job at Satchmo's. What a combination, barbecue and Cajun.
Yeah.
I mean, there should be a Satchmo's in every town.
Talk about flavor.
Delicious. Woo. Yeah.
So eat and write. Eat and write.
And hike.
I got to hike. Otherwise, I'd be a big fat guy.
And you're packing on 1,000 miles in 2018? That's your goal?
Yeah, this is one of those years where I'm doing that. I've done this about, this would be my fifth or sixth time doing it. Last time I did it was 2013, and I wrote about it for the Arizona Republic, and that was also the year that I wrote Boots and Burgers, an Arizona Handbook for Hungry Hikers. So this year, you know, I was so busy last year that I felt like I wasn't on the trail as much as I wanted, and I was feeling kind of flabby and soft, and I just didn't like that. So this became one of my 1,000-mile years. So far, I'm at 496.
Do you still have original hips and knees?
I do.
Wow. That's impressive.
I do. Well, I think that's, you know, I mean, I'm no medical guy, but I think that's sort of part of it. Well, you know, one of the things that first inspired me to do that is that I'd been having some left knee problem. I'd been a little creaky in my knee, and just I went to a doctor, and he looked at it and said, yeah, I probably have to operate here. Do a little arthroscopic stuff at some point. And I'm going, oh, man, isn't there anything else? And he gave me some exercises and just general basic exercises, the knee lift kind of things that any doctor gives you. And I started doing them. And they actually kind of helped improve. And I was back hiking again. And it was like a mid-January day, and I was out on a hike. And I noticed I hadn't had any pain for a while. And I just got this notion in my head. I thought, this year I'm going to hike 1,000 miles. And I was already 2 weeks into the year, but I went ahead and did it. I finished that year with over 1,000. So I've done it a few times since then. And
you're talking 20 miles a week.
Yeah, that's basically it. You know, I mean, I like it because it sounds so impressive. Wow, you're hiking 1,000 miles. That's great. But then, you know, if you break it down, that's what it is. It's 20 miles every week.
And you're walking at 2.5 miles an hour.
Yeah, you know, I tend to be a little faster.
Are you?
I tend to be a pretty fast hiker on, you know, especially a lot of the level terrain or flat terrain and stuff.
So you're talking 7 to 8 hours a week.
See,
Roger, that's not a job.
Well, I didn't. Nobody's
to my point.
Yeah. Well, and this year nobody's paying me to do the hike, and I'm just sneaking it in on my own there and writing about it when I can. You know, I just did a story on my four of my favorite loop hikes in Sedona and stuff. I live in the Verde Valley in Cottonwood, so the key is you kind of wear out the local trails, and then when I'm on the road, you know, I'm hiking all over the place. I was just hiking up at North Mountain yesterday. I'll be hiking at Dreamy Draw later this afternoon, probably to reach the halfway point. If I do 4 miles this afternoon, I'll be at 500, so I'm halfway there.
The heat doesn't bother you?
No, I like the heat, really doesn't, you know. So and one of the reasons I'm kind of so far ahead, you know, I'm this because sadly we had such a dry, warm winter. I never got rained out. You know, there was never a day where I go, oh, man, it's too blustery to hike today or too chilly.
That's right.
You know, it was just every day I could go out and rack up the mile. So I'm kind of way out front there. So, but I like to do that. And then, you know, you work off the calories. And so I think it back to your point, Jennifer, about, you know, I think my, you know, it strengthens my knees. The more I'm hiking, the less knee pain I have. The more, you know, it strengthens ankles. It builds up all your leg muscles as well as, you know, lowers cholesterol, blood pressure, reduces stress. You know, walking is one of the very best exercises we can get as people. So.
And what's the calorie burn on walking?
Well, it depends, again, on, you know, if you're doing uphills and if you're doing fast and so forth. It's, you know, it's not going to be like a, you know,
it's
a
like
marathon.
It's like 250 an hour?
Yeah, I don't
know. Something like that?
Could be.
Right?
I don't know. I like to think, you know, if I can eat a burger for every, you know, hour or two I'm out. I know that's not true, and I try not to, but I don't want to delve into it too deeply.
Well, Roger, you wear your burgers well. That's for sure. You look like you could easily cover 1,000 miles a year. That's for sure. And you've got a couple of events coming up that we're going to want to talk about when we get back. We're here with Roger Naylor. What do you call yourself? Author?
Yeah, author, travel
journalist,
writer.
Travel writer.
Yeah.
You've got the books that we'll talk about. You're a regular contributor every Saturday to the Arizona Republic, right?
Just about, yeah. I write for, you know, if you pick up an official Arizona visitor guide, I've got the cover story in that. If you pick up the Inexperienced Scottsdale visitor guide, I've got a story in that. If you pick up the Experience a Sedona visitor guide, I've got the cover story in that.
Good.
You know, so I mean, anybody who writes me a check, I write them a story. It's just that easy.
Well, we're going to come back, and I want to talk about all of those things. And I want to talk about some of these loop trails, because some people don't realize how close the nearest trailhead is to their front door. And there's a loop trail and a community trail in virtually every community here in Arizona. So I want to come back and talk about that, all right? We're here with Roger Naylor, travel writer, and a good newfound friend of Rosie on the house.